So, friends, it's good to be back. Really delighted to be back with all of you. It's been almost a month since I've been able to be here on a Tuesday at noon. Travel, health stuff. I just got back from teaching a retreat, as many of you know, heard me mention at the beginning. Just feel moved to offer a warm welcome to you, and I guess maybe a welcome back to me. No matter if it's your first time here or your 101st time here, no matter who you are, where you're from, what walk of life you're in, what gender you are, what ethnicity, race, background, sexuality, political or apolitical leanings, age, any difference. You're just very warmly welcome here. Here in this center, here online, and in the heart of the practice. So the retreat I just taught with Gil Fronsdal and Jonathan Woodside was on the seven factors of awakening. And over the last less than, I don't know, 48 hours I've been back, I've been reflecting on how these grandly titled factors of awakening appear in daily life. And so I'd like to offer some words about that, including some of the shortcut words that we used on the retreat. And the invitation again is to be welcome to listen with all of your being, all of who you are. And feel into what I say. These are the shortcut words, and they're designed, they're meant to evoke whatever they evoke in your body, your heart, your mind. So the first phrase is being here. Here. Feeling into how that feels. The next is what? What is this moment like? Right now, this moment. And engage. What does it feel like to engage? Yes. Feeling into what yes feels like in your heart, in your body, in your mind. And the next invitation is to relax, soften into the moment. To be immersed, steady in this moment. And finally, to feel balance, okayness. It's okay. Whatever's here, we're not here right now. So these words, many of you are still meditating, and that's great. These words are an invitation into a way of relating to experience now, here, this. And another way of relating that's really helpful in inviting these factors of awakening into daily life or into meditation is an attitude or quality of friendliness, acknowledgement, respect for whatever's happening. Whatever's happening in your mind, whatever's happening in the room, whatever's happening in your heart. The Buddha named spiritual friendship as one of the most important, the most key qualities for developing in the spiritual life. And he meant literally your companions in the practice, people who, in whatever way in your life, call out the best qualities in you and in each other. And he also, I believe, meant the internal quality of spiritual friendship. Friendliness towards ourselves, whatever's coming up, however petty or difficult or beautiful or powerful it might be, to acknowledge with respect. And in particular, acknowledging, making friends with the seven factors of awakening happens through noticing, appreciating them. So that noticing, that respect is a primary cause and condition for wholesome, skillful qualities to arise in your mind, in your life, in your practice. And it can be skillful even about things that don't feel like they're skillful. So I can be skillful about how I relate to my embarrassment or my nervousness or my greed by relating to it with kindness, but not believing the story, for example. My first lesson in this kind of respect and noticing happened in college. I went to college, some of you know this, in Appalachia, in a little town called Johnson City, Tennessee, right near an Appalachian trailhead. That was a big selling point for me at the age of 16. And I think it was maybe my second year there. I was minoring in world literature in translation in English. And one of the classes I picked was local Appalachian literature. And the professor was Harvard trained, highly respected, published a lot of books. And when he walked in the first day, it turns out he was this gigantic man with a big belly, just big all over, and kind of rumpled hair and intense blue eyes and a big smile and a giant staff, wooden staff that he had carved himself. Because he'd been raised in those hills, he was very proud to be a hillbilly and to have gone to Harvard and to come back and teach literature to other people from the hills. And, we were what, sophomores in college, and, a lot of people were partying, a lot of people weren't paying close attention. So what he would do is he would walk around the room in his lecture, and every once in a while he would punctuate the lecture with a giant rap with his staff, and it would reverberate against the floor. You could feel it in your feet. And anyone who was sleeping was not sleeping after that, right? Awake. And he would say, "Notice. Be here, notice, whack." Very gentle soul, brilliant man. So wake up, notice, whack, thunk, or like a bell chime, like this bell that's so beautiful we hear at the end of a sit. Wake up, notice. So that is the first of these factors, that being here, mindfulness, noticing, awakening to what is, whatever is in the moment. The others, and I'll now say them in Buddhist English, the what is this moment like is investigation. What is this like? Now, my parents are law enforcement types, so I had this association as a kid, or even as an adult, with investigation being like a private eye investigator digging into the past, the history, the truth. It's not that kind of investigation. It's interest. What's this like right now? Gentle inquiry, which naturally leads to a sense of engagement and joy. Engagement and joy in the moment. And the joy is at any kind of yes that we can say to the moment. That might be yes to reaching onto my nightstand for a drink of water if I'm sleepy and thirsty. It might be the yes of a gorgeous day and the sunshine radiating into your body after many storms. It's the yes to whatever bit of experience invites us into being happy or content just to be alive. Yes. And there's the engagement. The yes can be a form of kind of almost rapt interest. And that naturally then can lead to a relaxing kind of flow state at times, or just a relaxation into whatever it is. And all of that contributes to the flow of samadhi, concentration, steadiness, stability. And this doesn't have to be a big deal. It could be the flow of a good run, the flow of playing a piece on a musical instrument where it just seems to be moving through. The flow of a poem emerging in the mind and onto the paper. Even the flow of riding a bike or of short order cooks. I don't know if you've ever watched a really good short order cook. They are in flow. Nothing is wasted. Everything's just kind of moving seamlessly. And then the last, it's an immersion in the moment, immersion. And then the last quality of these seven factors is this okayness, this balance. Equanimity sounds like a grand word. That's the word for it. The okayness can be pretty simple. It can be okay. This is what's happening right now. Doesn't mean I can't try to change it in the next moment. In fact, I might. But it's the okayness with being present to my life. So sometimes these factors will appear like little glimmers in your day. And this talk is just to encourage you to notice them. Appreciate what's good when it arises. It counter programs against our human tendencies towards noticing what's wrong, towards complacency. And if what's going on is awful, noticing whatever part of you might be okay or grounded with it. That too is a strength, an awakening factor. Sometimes these are not things you need to make happen. Sometimes they'll work together, kind of like a good soccer team or football team works together, or like the different elements of a garden, the cultivation, the soil, the sunlight, the rain work together. And other times they'll just be glimpses, like the sun coming out of the clouds. And just an encouragement to notice. You remember nothing else. Notice what's coming up in your day, now and then, with a sense of friendliness. It's onward leading in your practice. So thank you all for your kind attention. Before I close this out, I just have a couple of short announcements, and then I'll dedicate the merit. The first announcement is that it's not even posted anywhere yet, but Insight Santa Cruz is going to host a second short annual residential retreat this year from June 20th to 23rd at Jikoji Zen Center. Registration should be open very soon. It'll be posted probably in the next newsletter and on the website. So the invitation, if you're interested, if you haven't sat a retreat before, especially, or if your life is such that you don't have the time to get away for a lot of a work week, that's a Thursday through Sunday, Thursday afternoon through Sunday midday. So please consider joining us for that. I'll be the only teacher for that. It's just a little short one, and would be delighted to share it with you. And I said there were two announcements I have, but I think that's the only one I have. So thank you again for being here. Your presence is a really beautiful thing to bring to this practice in the world. May all beings everywhere benefit from our practice together. Thank you,
See
online
you.
Sangha. Bye bye.
Today, right on.